Spring's conference season, and at the last few conferences I've attended, I've been assailed with the, quote, organizations that do X are Y percent more likely to be Z than organizations that don't trope. You can plug anything into X, Y, and Z, but I hear things like invest in analytics as an X, 40% as Y, and more likely to be leaders in their industry as a Z. This kind of stuff seems to be a stock in trade of analyst firms and strategic consultancies. And whenever I hear it, I just want to roll my eyes and tune out, even when, as is usually the case, I think organizations should be doing X. The main problem with this trope is that it confuses, and stop me if you've heard this before, correlation with causation. You know what's true about organizations that are growing, more profitable, and more successful? They try more stuff. So it stands to reason that whatever X is, if it's at all new, then it's more likely to be done at organizations that are growing, profitable, and successful. Is it what makes them any of those things? Probably not. These kinds of tropes are inevitably followed in a few years by a report from that same analyst company that says, Y percent of some Z type are worried that they aren't getting a good ROI from X, where Y is usually something like 80%, Z is something like CIO, and X is something like investing in analytics. Did you know that people who buy Teslas are significantly more likely to be leading tech startups than people who don't? Did you know that organizations that have lavish cafeterias with expensive chefs are more likely to be fast-growing than enterprises that don't? Did you know that organizations that realize that lots of X's correlate with lots of Y's are a little less likely to waste time and money than ones that don't? Holy crap, wait, that last one? That's true.